Bhaktivinoda Thakur for the morning many songs he composed for us. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's first song, Udila Oruna Purava Bhage Dijamani Gora Amani Jage, you know that song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very attached with Mahaprabhu's Nadiya Lila. He liked that. He liked all the Lilas of Mahaprabhu. But his favorable bhajan, favorite bhajan with Mahaprabhu's Nadiya Lila. Navitri Bhav Tarangam, there he expressed Yamichai Gaura Chandri Loite Mayapure Jathai Koisharavish Sriyangetis Pure Jathai Chacharakesh Trikatcha Basane Ishoddane Lilakaren Bhakta Ganasane. Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this mundane world for the rescuing the jiva souls. But that is Yugavatar, Mahaprabhu's Leela. Actually, Mahaprabhu, none different form of Radha Krishna. He took the bhav and kanti of Radharani and appear in form of Mahaprabhu. And he tested the supreme servitor, Srimati Radharani's service. Mood. But when he had done Nadiya Lila, there another form of Mahaprabhu we can see. That is Gupta Vrindavan Leela of Krishna. There also it is
expressed.
And Gupta Vrindavan Leela of Mahaprabhu, manifested as Nadiya Leela. That Leela Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very happily
adored.
He loved that. Not only loved his bhajan like that.
Served that, worshipped that.
Yesterday, one question. Not actually it is question, but some searching. Guru Gadadhar, it is very hidden and deep conception, deepest Lila conception of Mahaprabhu, and few of the devotees, they are very much interested, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Baninath, Bhaktivinoda Thakur In Godruma Dham, they are manifested deity, his deity, Guru Gadadhar. And there he composed one song. Ye dekhi 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 te sira dhama dhava rupe te kori ve ala. Je Guru Gadadhar, Audarjo Leela, they are manifested, Radha Krishna manifested there in Audarjo Leela as Guru Gadadhar. But they are formed as Radha Madhav. That is, Mahaprabhu took Gadadhar Pandit's Krishna took Radharani's bhav and kanti. Then Radharani, like empty bhav house, shown her form as Gadadhar Pandit. Also kanti avatar Dash Gadadhar. But Dash Gadadhar, he is always living with Nityananda Prabhu. And Radharani's main bhav, living, that is Pandit Gadadhar, he is following Mahaprabhu. Maharaj Sipat Bhakti Karan Giri Maharaj, he started to tell one sloka. Guru Maharaj composed that sloka, and that is very nice sloka. There we can see real activity of Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Even he have no much activity, only he is giving some nourishment to Mahaprabhu as well as Krishna. And when Krishna appeared in form of Mahaprabhu, Nilam Bhodhikate Sadasa Virohat Ke Palitam Manho. This sloka, when Krishna took the bhav kanti of Radharani, appeared in the form of Mahaprabhu for testing the ecstasy of mood of service of Radharani. For testing, That time Mahaprabhu heavily, like intoxicated, was mood of separation with Krishna and searching where is Krishna and trying to test the Mahabhava of Radharani. That time Mahaprabhu, like a mad man, with her mood of separation and always searching Krishna, where is Krishna? And there Gadadhar Pandit Goswami, he is giving as much as possible nourishment to reading Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu when all his mood of separation and showing his extreme separation from Krishna, that type of bhav. There in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit Goswami given nourishment through reading the Bhagavatam in front of Mahaprabhu, like somebody giving some intoxication, who is very wine like that. Wine is very deeply separated from some dear friend and cannot tolerate that time taking wine, etc. like that. Mahaprabhu also cannot tolerate deep separation from the Krishna, and like wine he is testing Srimad Bhagavatam through Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. That is his nourishment to Mahaprabhu. I cannot express in English. Srimad Bhagavatam Sadhana Samayana Nilam Bodhitate Sadasa Vidaha Kepa Nidam Bhanavam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatija. Giving like wine the Srimad Bhagavatam ecstasy to Mahaprabhu, and himself always crying with the mood, crying, see the mood of Mahaprabhu and worshipping Mahaprabhu. With explanation, giving explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Goswami Pravaru Gadadhar, I cannot. Prabhupada translate it to this rupa in English. Anyhow, that Pandit Goswami Gadadhar, he is always very shanto,
peaceful,
and not talking much, and staying like shadow of Mahaprabhu with other devotee. He is not going too much association. He is not going too much close to Mahaprabhu, but like shadow always staying with associates of Mahaprabhu. Where Mahaprabhu going, Gadadhar Pandit going there with some devotee and staying staying some distance and silently staying there, but full hearted affection with Mahaprabhu he have. That is every devotee said, Mahaprabhu is Gadadhar, fully devoted to Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar fully devoted to Mahaprabhu. When crying Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu come from Gaya Dham, taking initiation from Ishwarpuri and change his mood, full of bhav, mahabhav, showing in the front of the devotees, searching, see Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, this way, crying, and taking the association of the devotees of Krishna, like Srivas Pandit, Mukunda, Sanjay, etc. That time, someone crying inside of the room, and Mahaprabhu asking, who is crying inside of the room? And devotee said, your Gadadhar, he is crying. And Mahaprabhu prays to Gadadhar, your Gadadhar, from childhood you are a great devotee of Krishna, and I have not got that Krishna fame and anything, devotion to Krishna, but you are from childhood the devotee of Krishna, you are so fortunate. He said, Mahaprabhu prays to Gadadhar. And Gadadhar always following Mahaprabhu, but always staying far, and sometimes he is doing nimantrana, invitation giving in the Puri. He is living in Tota, that's called Tota, huh?
Garden.
Tota garden, one garden, and there he has deity Gopinath, and worshipping Gopinath every day, and Mahaprabhu going with the devotee, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. That was his nourishment to Mahaprabhu. And here in Navadvip Dham, always like shadow, Gadadhar, living, but always little far. But everybody knows Gadadhar is incarnation of Radharani. That was everybody's feelings. But now, Gadadhar, like empty patra.
Empty pot.
Not giving any sound about Krishna, but always Gadadhar is heart full of Krishna, and that form internally Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar always feeling separation from Mahaprabhu as well as Krishna. But very close, intimate devotee, they can understand the bhav of Gadadhar. Everybody cannot understand his position. But Mahaprabhu given much affection as his brother to Gadadhar. And when all the devotees very confused, Gadadhar, they are very steady mood, and without sound he is trying to serve and trying to give nourishment to Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he is giving Sochi Mata some advice. This is Mahaprabhu want, and this is the Mahaprabhu's heart desire, this way, expressing, and soundless he is always staying in Navadvip Lila with all the associates of Mahaprabhu. but very closest, very close devotee, intimate devotee, then was Gadadhar Pandit, incarnation of Srimati Radharani. And like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, few of the devotees, they are very much attached with that Navadvipa Lila. Where is Gadadhar, Panchatattva, they are playing with Mahaprabhu. Other fourth, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit and Srivas Pandit, etc. And Mahaprabhu himself. And their Leela every day going in Srivas Pandit's house, whole night they are doing Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu showing his super bhav, Mahabhav, to the devotee, and devotee all giving nourishment to Mahaprabhu. That way they are always chanting in front of Mahaprabhu. Sometimes Mahaprabhu very happily given some nourishment to the devotee, and morning, early in the morning, with all the devotee, Mahaprabhu going for bathing to Ganges, and at that time with his devotee, he is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the mood of dancing and chanting, and rounding, walking around the Ganges.
Wandering
about Ganges. There, that is Nadia Lila. And in the noontime with his devotees, he is coming to Ishodhan, and there also Sankirtan and dancing, etc. Lila, he is showing in the garden of flower and fruits garden, and like feast he is doing that lila every day noontime. They are eating with the devotee, and this way showing many lila, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur likes that Navadvipa lila so much. Bhaktivinoda Thakur cannot tolerate like Jagadananda Pandit. Jagadananda Pandit cannot tolerate Mahaprabhu's Sannyas lila, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also not like that lila so much. He liked Mahaprabhu Navadvipa lila, Mahaprabhu's Navadvipa lila. And when Mahaprabhu came from Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, after 3 years after, come from Jagannath Puri to Navadvipa. That time he stayed in Vachaspati Mishra's house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his brother Vachaspati.
Vidya
Vachaspati. Elder brother, his house. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's expression to see that Mahaprabhu, I am feeling very pain to this Mahaprabhu who have no hair, who have no dress, like Mahaprabhu, who is dressed in sannyasi. I do not like his sannyas vesh. And this sloka, what he told, it is expression of that.
যে আমি চাই গৌরচন্দ্রে লইতে মায়াপুরে। মহাপ্রভু নট ওয়েন্ট টু বি মায়াপুর, হি ওয়াজ ইন ফুলিয়া কোলদ্বীপ ফর আওয়ার মঠ শ্রী চৈতন্য সনাতন মঠ। হি নট গন আদার সাইড অফ গ্যাঞ্জেস ফর ইজ মায়াপুর নাও প্রেজেন্ট, বাট ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর ওয়ান্টস টু টেক মহাপ্রভু টু মায়াপুর যথায় কৈশরবে শ্রীঅঙ্গে স্ফুটে, বাট হি ডু নট ওয়ান্ট দিস মহাপ্রভু, হি ইজ ভজন গোয়িং উইথ দ্যাট মহাপ্রভু হু ইজ অলওয়েজ লিভিং ইন লাইক কৃষ্ণ, কৃষ্ণ অলওয়েজ লিভিং ইন বৃন্দাবন, বৃন্দাবন পরিত্যজ্য সঙ্কচিত নৈব গচ্ছতি, হি ইজ নট গোয়িং আউট অফ বৃন্দাবন এনি মোমেন্ট। That type of Mahaprabhu's hidden lila in Navadvip Dham, they are also. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur tried to worship that lila. Shown, all lila he is worshipping, but his heart desire is that shown, Anichai Gauru Chandra Loite Mayapure, Jathai Kaisarabe Sriyangyates Pure, Jathai Chancharake Strikakcha Vachane, ঈশ্বরদানে লীলা করেন ভক্তগণসনে। হি ইজ ডুইং লীলা ইন দ্য গার্ডেন অফ ঈশ্বরদান অ্যান্ড দ্যাট লীলা ভেরি প্রেফারেবল অ্যান্ড গিভিং হ্যাপিনেস টু ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর। অ্যান্ড শ্রীল সরস্বতী ঠাকুর ভেরি অবিসিয়ান্স টু শ্রীল ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর, অ্যান্ড সরস্বতী ঠাকুর exclusively following the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And that is, Srila Saraswati Thakur, he not manifest deity for Mahaprabhu as sannyasi. All his mat, 64 mat, Saraswati Thakur 64 preaching center mark he have done in India that time. But all the mark there, Mahaprabhu's vigraha like this, the Navadvip Lila vigraha, that vigraha he manifested. That is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur like that, and all the deities' name given attached with name of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Everywhere, only Sri Chaitanya Math, there first he done Pratishtha Sri Vigraha, that is Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari. And other all mat, Calcutta mat, Sri Gaura Vinoda Pran, Gaura Vinoda Ananda, always with Vinoda word given name of the Vigraha. Mostly, maybe 64, there maybe 50 marks, Vigraha's name with Vinod. That is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very exclusive devotee of Mahaprabhu, and he is very special kind of devotee who is worshipping the Gaura Gadadhar. Everybody praising Gaura Gadadhar Vigraha, but worship of Gaura Gadadhar Vigraha everywhere you cannot see. Always you will see Nitai Gaura or Gauranga Mahaprabhu alone. But Gaura Gadadhar only 2-3 places we can see 2 or 3 places. But one is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one is Chapahati, and maybe somewhere another one. The bhajan of Gaura Gadadhar, it is very exclusive and who is too much attached with Gauranga Leela, they are worshipping Gaurga Vigraha. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared in the day of Gadadhar Pandit. Yes.
On
the day of Gadadhar Dindari Payacha Gaura Hari.
Amavasya.
Amavasya gone.
That was Amavasya.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Tiroga. 3 days ago.
Was it?
It was And lastly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur shown his disappearance Leela also, taking the day of Gadadhar Pandit.
Right. On the same day?
Same day. Mane, same tithi, not same day.
Same lunar day.
Lunar day. Yes. Gadadhar Dindari Payacha Gaurahari. All Mats Vigraha, not only Guru Maharaj, all the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, in one Singhasan, they manifested Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, everywhere you will see. But somewhere you can see Nitai Gaur, but another altar. But in one Singhasan, there you will see Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. And Guru Maharaj, he composed for the Vigraha of Saraswati Thakur, all Mats Vigraha. There are actually no song of Aruti. You know one Aruti song, Jaya Jaya Gora Chandir Aruti Ko Shobha. It is only for Mahaprabhu's Aruti. Nitai Gaur Aruti, you can say. But there is Dakkhine Nitai Chand, Bame Gadadhar. Left side Gadadhar Pandit, right side Nityananda Prabhu. And middle Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That type of Vigraha deities, Aruti, composed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And other composition about Radha Krishna Aruti. That's Aruti Maharaj, but it's Jaya. Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna Jugala Milan. Aruti Kare Lalita Adi Sakhi Gan. That is Radha Krishna Aruti. But in one Singhasan, Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, they are no Aruti Sam. And looking that, seeing that Guru Maharaj composed one very nice Aruti, and that is very supreme Aruti song. That is Jaya Re Jaya Re Jaya Gaura Saraswati Bhagavati Binandarnaya Karuna Murati Prakashile Gaura Seva Bhuvana Mangal. Ki? Prakashile Seva Bhuvana Mangal madhurya ujjal, audarya madhurya bhav, ujjal, this way, Guru Maharaj composed one arti sang of this vigraha. And we are singing that every Friday in Chaitanya Sarasvatam, we are singing that song. And when it is come, then I tried, when Guru Maharaj disappeared, following that line, I composed this song for Guru Maharaj, Arati song. That is, I think it is necessary, separate Arati song, that is, Guru Maharaj have own temple. They are also necessary, some song, arati song. And Guru Maharaj composed this song. It is super than other all songs. All arati songs. Narottam Thakur have one. Bhaktivinoda Thakur have one. Other devotees, they compose many arati songs. But what composed by Guru Maharaj, that is very systematic and very nicely composed, okay. Exposing, very perfect, and exposing the Leela of Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Yeah. This way. Glorifying the Naam, glorifying the Roop, glorifying the Guna, and glorifying the Leela. That is the vital point of Arati song. Everywhere you will see that. And following that, I compose this. Naam Roop Gun Leela must be there expressed.
Which song is that, Marge? This one?
This one.
Sri Guru Arati Stuti?
Sri Guru Arati Stuti. Guru Maharaj's composition always perfect way it is expression. You cannot see any fault there. That's speciality of Guru Maharaj. When he composed in writing form, form of written, there all the perfectness must you will see. And that is the line of Guru Maharaj actually. Have you heard some elo-melo bhav? You will see. Elo-melo means some?
Some imperfection. Yeah.
Imperfection.
Elo-melo.
Yeah.
Another thing, actually.
Elo-melo, I do not know.
Irregularity? Anomaly.
Some not abnormal, but not systematically adjusted.
Yeah.
That is elo-melo.
Not full-fledged beauty. Guru Maharaj is full-fledged beauty.
But Guru Maharaj's composition always followed like that.
Perfect. The meter and beautiful.
And which I know, that is, I ask Guru Maharaj the meanings, why you compose this way, why you compose that way. Searching for gathering knowledge. And Guru Maharaj told there, when you will compose something, four things you must see, that Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela. Four must be there. Then it will be full. Otherwise, if you give side some thing, that not will be full. Anyhow, the Sri Guru Maharaj, Sarasvat Arati. It is very nice.
Elminam is not perfectly adjusted.
Not perfectly adjusted.
Every
eye, you will see that you're not perfectly adjusted.
Susangati, samandasya,
esha prabhava. Susangati and samandasya must be there.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Whatever Guru Maharaj would write and also speak, actually, is perfectly adjusted, harmony and perfect adjustment.
When Guru Maharaj is giving lecture, forgetting the line.
Overtired or something.
Tired. Yeah. But when he was he was susto something.
Reasonably good health.
Good health.
Reasonable health.
And never going out of track.
Never.
His lecture, always following first to last.
Perfect adjustment.
Perfectly adjusted.
And harmony.
And harmony there. You must see that. That is speciality. If you try to express any sloka, lastly he will come back that sloka.
Right.
That is his speciality.
Without fail.
Without fail. And other anywhere we cannot see that. They are running behind the thought. Thought coming in front, running behind that thought. Thought changing track, behind going that thought. Changing other track, going behind that thought.
In a random way.
Random way. But Guru Maharaj is always systematically following what giving, then that was the vaishishtha, speciality of Guru Maharaj. And first when composed that Aruti song and given me Govinda Maharaj, you see it, then you try to publish. First I cannot understand why this way Guru Maharaj composed it. Then Guru Maharaj told Jay, actually are all deity of all not. They are Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, but they are no Arati. So then he explained. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur composed separate, one Mahaprabhu, one Radha Krishna. Narottam Thakur, Radha Krishna. And other Vaishnavas, they are composed Mahaprabhu or Radha Krishna. But you cannot see anywhere in one singhasana, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, that type of arati sang. That is, I composed it here. Then he gave much expression. Very nice.
So that Guru Maharaj, you composed on one singhasana. And that Guru Maharaj, for his arati, you have composed on one singhasana.
Yes, sir.
The Temple of Union and Separation.
Yes, Guru Maharaj is lying. If you once can take the track of Guru Maharaj,
Sutra.
Then you can do anything compose through that sutra. You not will go out of track. And if you not will get that sutra, then difficulty will come to you. They can come. And this song also, with that thought and method, Naam Roop Gun Lila. This is the speciality of Guru Maharaj. Nam, Rup, Gun and Dila must be there.
Namo Mahavadanaya Vishwakarma.
That sloka of Rupa Goswami's line. Namo Mahavadanaya. This is Gun, eh?
Mahavadanaya, most magnanimous. That's his quality.
Quality. Krishna Prema Pradayati.
Lila.
Lila.
Pastime. Giving Krishna Prema.
Krishnaya.
Nam. Nam. Krishnaya. Rup. Naki.
Nam Rup Kundila. Krishnaya. Krishna Chaitanya Namne.
Name.
Gaudatishena.
Rup.
Rup. Gaudatisha is Rup. Krishna Chaitanya is name. Mahavadanna is gift. Nam, Rup, Gun,
Pradana, Mahavadanna.
Mahavadanna, it is called Gun.
Quality.
And Lila is called Krishna Prema Pradaya.
Lila giving Krishna Prema, and his name Krishna Chaitanya.
Rupa Goswami also like this way.
Very succinct. Very succinct way.
And if he wants to give more, then Parikara Vaishishtha will come there. Mane.
Associates.
Associates. Presentation of his associates. Qualities, presentation of his associates. More, if he wants to make it bigger, then it will go very big way. And just way, if he wants to give the Namru Gul Lila. And Lila, there is Parikara Vaishishtha must come automatically. You can expand that. Now 8 o'clock, gone. Today I don't want to speak actually. Heavy duty. I don't know how many will take the initiation today.
Maharaj, can I say something?
Yes, Prabhu.
After the departure of Guru Maharaj, this explanation of what you have given, I did not think it was possible. It is so so satisfying and extraordinary.
But it is true, extraordinary, no doubt. But which way come out, I do not know. That is my feelings. When Guru Maharaj disappeared within 7 days, maybe, I tried to compose Sanskrit verses about Guru Maharaj, that slokas, that is prashasti, Sri Guru prashasti, maybe, that 10 odd. And when I tried to compose, that was that time I was very separation mood, feelings of separation with Guru Maharaj, and heavy pressure for his service, for adjust everything. But that time I think it's also very necessary to make immediately Guru Maharaj's stop. And when before I compose many Sanskrit verses, that time always Guru Maharaj is helping me. Helping, that is, I have some
suspicion.
Doubt. Fearless. I was fearless. That is, I know Guru Maharaj can connect it. And fearlessly I am that time composing. And after reading where I have some suspiciousness, I am going to Guru Maharaj. Maharaj, what will be this? Guru Maharaj is telling, this is that, this is that, that way. Then, fearlessly, I am composing. Everybody thinking my composition, not everybody, but a few of envious man, they are thinking it is composed by Guru Maharaj. Yeah, sometimes. They cannot guess it is my composition. Even Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, once he challenged me, this is your composition? And it is my abuse of my Guru Maharaj, then I took that challenge. Yes, this is my composition. You can compose like this. Yes, I can compose like this. I told Babaji Maharaj. then Babaji Maharaj told, can you compose in front of me? Yes, that's happened. And Guru Maharaj seated there. I told, it is abuse going to my Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj supporting me this way, your idea, that is, I must compose in front of you. Then Guru Maharaj told to Babaji Maharaj, you give some idea, for what for you to compose. Then Babaji Maharaj said, about Srila Prabhupada, you do compose some poetry,
right.
Sanskrit poetry. Then I told, you give idea about Prabhupada after disappearance of Prabhupada or in the time of Prabhupada. Saraswati Thakur. He said, after disappearance of Prabhupada. Then they are composed very heavy, big, what is it?
Prayer
is not very big, but
meter
is very heavy and so long and big meter. I took that. That meter used by Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev. He used mostly that very long and big meter.
What meter was that?
Huh?
Which meter?
Ay lalita labangala kapari shila na komala malaya samire madhukara nikala garambita kokila kujita kunda kutire. Very big meter. Vada sujati kinjita pidantaru trikomodi haradi dara timira mati ghoram spura dadara shidhave tava vadana chandrama rochayati lochana chakoram. This song, that meter. Vada sujati kinjita pidantaru trikomodi Harati dara timiramati ghoram. Spuradu dara shidhave tavavadana chandrama rochayati lochana chakuram priye charushile munchumai manamanidana. Sapadi madana analo dahati manmo manasan dehi mukha kamala madhupana. I think I shall show Krishna Dar Babaji. It is mine.
Was that the song you composed?
Yeah. Prabhupada, I not told now. It is Jayadevas. This meter is Jayadevas.
Yeah, but your slok I want to hear.
Oh, that sloka? Nabodhanina gandhitan kusumadala manditan padajuka mabhayavara dhanan kanaka ghana ninditan bapuramara banditan. Not on a gurti gauravali dhanan.
Like Sujanar Buddhadar is a padajugan.
That's short.
I know.
It is very big. That is one. Sujanar Buddha Rajita Padma, that is one.
But
it is three part.
That idea, you kept that in there.
Then I compose and give him to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Then I told, maybe he had some grammatic mistake and Guru Maharaj can correct it. But I shall not give chance to correction. By Guru Maharaj. Then I gave to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. But I was very fearless, that is Guru Maharaj giving collection, my all the slokas. But after Guru Maharaj, which I shall compose, who will correct me? That's I am thinking. Then I am very conscious about my writing. I shall not go any মানে ক্লাসিক ক্লাস মানে হায়ার ইজ ক্লাস সংস্কৃত মানে অতি ছবলা ক্লাস হায়ার ইজ ক্লাস
কন্ট্রাডিকশন
আই এম নট গোয়িং দ্যাট ওয়ে আই এম গোয়িং ভেরি সিম্পল ওয়ে দ্যাট ইজ নট নেসেসারি টু কারেক্ট বাই এনিবডি
বাট দেয়ার ইজ এনি রিস্ক অফ ক্ল্যাশ
ইট ইজ
ইউ আর অ্যাভয়েডিং
আই নট বাট হোয়েন আই ট্রাইড টু কম্পোজ ইট ইজ কাম আউট ভেরি ইজিলি দ্যাট টেন শ্লোকস
নৌমি
শ্রী গুরুপাদাব্জং জ্যোতিরাজেশ্বরেশ্বরম শ্রী ভক্তিরক্ষকং শ্রীলসীধর স্বামিনং সদা সুদীর্ঘ উন্নতদীপ্তাঙ্গং সুপিবপুষম পরম ত্রিদণ্ড তুলসী মালা গোপী চন্দন ভূষিত অচিন্ত প্রতিভা স্নিগ্ধং দিব্য জ্ঞান প্রভাকরম বাট হোয়েন আই কম্পোজ আই নট থিঙ্ক হোয়াট আই এম কম্পোজিং অ্যাকচুয়ালি সাম ঘোরেতে ঘোর মানে
ইন্সপিরেশন
সাম মুড অফ ইন্টক্সিকেশন আর কি দ্যাট ইজ কল ঘোর
গৌড়ী
আচার্য রত্নানাম উজ্জ্বলং কৌসুভম বাট শ্রী চৈতন্য সারসদ স্থাপয়িতা গুরুং গৌর রাধা গোবিন্দ বিগ্রহান প্রকাশয়তি চাত্মানং সেবা সংসিদ্ধি বিগ্রহ দিস পার্ট আই ওয়ান্টস টু টেল দিস পার্ট অ্যাবাউট দিস পার্ট আই কম্পোজ আই ডু নট নো হোয়াট আই কম্পোজ লাইক দ্যাট দেন আই এম থিঙ্কিং হোয়াট মিনিংস আই মাস্ট গিভ মিনিংস আদারওয়াইজ হু উইল give meanings and he will do some wrong and I am thinking what is the meanings when I try to translate it I surprise which way it's come out that's I wants to tell that is actually it is coming from other side it is not my qualification I am thinking it is coming out মানে gradually if you see samadhi mandir he is like that samadhi mandir I am not architect I am not মানে what is it
designer
artist so. But when started to do every day I am meditating after what this way and when come out samadhi mandir I surprised to see it is impossible to do and lastly it was very nice thing I forget to put the tilaka in the samadhi mandir and that is top made by stone white stone and the dome made by white stone which way I shall put their tilaka and permanent tilaka necessary and I forget to do that and I not was there at that time also I was in Calcutta and that time I forgot to tell the Dinu Mistri je you must put tilaka this way but when it's come out and I go for I forgot where is tilaka tilaka necessary always in samadhi mandir then I try to meditate where is tilaka then one day I have seen all around this temple all the that is tilaka then I told to build Dinu Mistri he put this way
a fence
a wall of tilak
and there is this fence is made out of small pieces of tilak
like grill
a tilak shape
three three, four things come, mane, automatically, suddenly. And deliriously make one wrong somewhere, in front. The arch, he makes very small arch. That time I not was there. And when I come back from Calcutta, I told you what you have done. It is wrong. That is, one is very big, other too small. It is not good. A similarity must be there. And he accepted and he told me, Maharaj, I shall break it and make again. I told, no, not necessary to break. I shall see where is that, there, what is there. Then I tried to meditate and inspiration come to me. There is Tulasi Devi. Then I think here which way I shall put Tulasi Devi. Suddenly that I have got one sculptor, he can do that. And I asked him, you can make it here Tulasi Devi? He said, yes Maharaj, I have done many. Then I told him, you make here Tulasi Devi? Then he have done Tulasi Devi's vigraha and put it there, Tulasi, briksha.
Tree.
I think it is very well and it is very good. But I do not know Tulasi coming from here of Tulasi Devi.
He made Tulsi Vigraha.
Vigraha, woman,
the hair,
and hair given
is the Tulsi tree.
Tulasi tree. And when he gave, I think, okay, this is Tulasi maybe, I think, but there was... Sevasang Siddhi Vigraha. I already composed that. I do not know meanings. It is composition finished, then I am thinking what is the meanings. And hearing that meanings, when meanings come out in my heart, I surprise which way it's come out. But meanings is that Guru Maharaj done, Guru Maharaj makes Sri Chaitanya Sarasvata Math, and there Guru Maharaj installed the Vigraha, Guru Gauranga Radha Govinda Vigraha, and later he himself took form of Sri Vigraha in Samadhi. This is the meaning. After
installation, after manifestation.
After manifestation of Radha Govinda Vigraha, he continued their seva.
Right.
And everything finishing, after finishing everything, he himself, as Vigraha, seated in that Samadhi. This come out. This also suddenly come.
And that Vigraha is continuing their service.
And service, everything going there. Then, I am telling sometimes, I have got many, what is it?
Realization.
Sangha, transcendental world sanghe adan pradan.
Reciprocation. Adan pradan means giving and taking.
Reciprocation with transcendental
plane. Connection.
Many times it has come out.
Right.
And that is the এগুলো সব তার উদাহরণ আর কি.
These are examples of that.
These are examples like that.
These things are happening in my life. I'm not trying to do anything. But this is all happening.
That is, I am always telling it is not my qualification.
Like that.
I am not telling it is not my dunno, actually.
and not for my humility.
It is not humility, it is pride. Somebody telling me it is my humility.
I'm not trying to show my
that means it is
humility. This is happening whatsoever.
I'm thinking it is coming, exactly it is coming this way.
It is coming in this way, Maharaj, because of the love that exists in your heart, so woman.
Then now you'll be humble, Maharaj, and finish and sing, and you'll have some rest and give initiation.
As I am always telling to the devotee, this way you go, this way you go, you will get
some.
I am giving what I have got from Guru Maharaj, I want to give to others. And I know Guru Maharaj will be very happy if I give to others that. Anything you have, any property, I must try to give others and serve to them. And my fund not will be empty, I know. Let's say, somebody thinking about money. I told to everybody, all the money Guru Maharaj has given to me, and I am responsible for that, all money. Who will tell it? Everybody try to hide, oh, I do not know. All the devotees given much money to Guru Maharaj, and that money they must will think, where gone that money, which way it is spent. Somebody's mind must be there. But I am thinking other way. That is, I am telling to everybody, all money's responsibility come to me, not to Guru Maharaj. He given all money to me. And I am responsible for that. If you need any account, I shall give to you. But nobody has any account. But I am taking all responsibility in my head. That is, I am thinking what I am doing by the wills of Guru Maharaj, not for my wills it is. Then why I shall cheat others? I am telling very clean way. Someone, income tax officer, told, you are telling all money's responsibility going to you. I tell, yes, it is true. Guru Maharaj has given all money to me, and I am responsible for that. And that man said, don't say it. I told, I must say it. Why not? I am not a thief. No. Then why I not say it? Officer is very happy to hear that. See, nobody telling Maharaj. Everybody telling, I do not know. I gave receipt to ISKCON, 45,000 rupees receipt. They not gave any money to me. But they took me receipt very clever way. I gave receipt to Sadhu Maharaj. Sadhu Maharaj told me, Maharaj, you give receipt, I shall give you money. I told, you believe them. He told, yes, I believe them. They must give. Then I told, yes, I am giving receipt. This way, going our mind. But we are happy. We are not getting any pain. Always getting affection, love from my god brother, from the disciple of Guru Maharaj, disciple of Saraswati Thakur. All the men, women, they are very affectionate with us. Maharaj knows, I have no connection actually with Narasimha Maharaj. He is living, he not came to the mart. Once he came in the time of Guru Maharaj maybe. But when I went to the Vrindavan, Narasimha Maharaj has given much nourishment to me, much love I have got from him. That is, it is my fortune, good fortune, we can say. Always, everybody very happy with our Chaitanya Saraswati world. That is quality of Guru Maharaj, affection of Guru Maharaj. All they are very auspicious in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Cows, trees. I am not cutting any tree. Maharaj knows. I am feeling very pain if anybody will cut any tree. You will see, Maharaj, my room, they are in front, south side, all the tree, and no sunlight coming. And winter time, I am feeling very cold. My bronchitis is not going for that. I am not getting relief from bronchitis. That is called, but I am not cutting any tree.
Not just that, but last time when I was there in the mat, just happened something which I would like to recall right now. We were, it was the mango season, no? And of course there is some mango trees there. And a lot of kids, no? These very, very young kids, they are coming every day to the mat and entering and stealing the fruit from, no? And waiting that there will be some wine or something, and mangoes will fall down and then catch them and run out. And then once we were with Govinda Maharaj in his table, no, taking prasad together, and then somebody came and he started explaining in Bengali. I could not follow very, very well, but someone started explaining him that all these kids are coming and making so much troubles. They are coming and taking the fruits from the trees. I am telling that they should be outset from the mat. And then I heard in English, you know, after explaining him, you know, in Bengali, he said that no, you should not do like that, because otherwise the tree is going to feel very unhappy. If you don't leave these child come and take the field, the tree is going to feel very unhappy. So leave them and come and take, and then we will have a happy mango.
Please give more mango.
Don't disturb their service.
Jaya Vishwas Lavanda Kalsila Devasai Maharaj.
Jaya Vishwas Lavanda Kalsila Devasai Maharaj. Jaya.